for the Ferris State hockey team, Dave Sensor, who's in charge of the goaltenders as well. And Coach Sensor, you got to be happy with the way Charles played tonight.
Absolutely. I don't think I deserve any credit at all, but he did a great, great job, and I'm so happy for him. I mean, you're literally, I couldn't think of a better kid. I mean, he's such a great person and such a hard worker, and, you know, he's really, really taken, you know, off the ice, on the ice, his work ethic, and that's what got him that start tonight. And I tell you what, like, he really did a great job tonight, and he was a difference for us, and I couldn't be happier for him.
59 teams in Division I college hockey, which means there has to be at least 59 starters in some coach's mind. C.J. Mott has to be one of the top three, if not top two, goaltenders in the country right now statistically, so a lot of people know about C.J. Mott. And then Ferris State hockey head coach Bob Daniels elects to put in the quote-unquote backup, Charles Williams, tonight, and the country's probably thinking, okay, let's see what they got now. Bam, shutout. 3-0 win for Ferris State. Has to speak volumes about the goaltending that this hockey club has here. If you go to your backup and still receive a shutout.
Right, and you're right. We don't really think of him as a backup because he is so good. And you know what? During practice throughout the week is when we get a chance to see it and the fans don't. So, I mean, we're just accustomed to him playing like he did tonight. I mean, he's you know, he's an unbelievable good goalie in practice. And he's one of the huge reasons why I think we're getting the scoring that we're getting this year. And what I mean by that is, you know, he makes it hard day in, day out, you know, for the guys to score in practice. And he's so, so good in practice day after day that you know, it makes us better. And it makes it, you know, it's almost the point where we get to a game situation sometimes. It's almost easier for the guys to score than it would be on him in practice. And especially he spends a lot of time on our scout penalty kill going against our power play. And I think he really has made our power play better this year because it's almost impossible to score on him in practice. So, you know, he's an incredibly talented kid and a hard worker, and I'm happy for him. And I know he'll be a big star in many Bulldog games to come throughout his career.
Speaking of lots of scoring, how about Andy Huff? 3 goals in 3 straight games for him right now. You got to be happy with the way he's playing.
Absolutely. He might have been, if you look at the 2 games as a body of work together, he might have been our best forward this weekend. He really, really worked hard. He was great. On the penalty kill, he was great in the offensive zone with puck protecting, using his body. He had a lot of takeaways. You know, he made things happen for us throughout the weekend. And when he was out there, you know, he kind of tilted the ice, you know, in our favor. And that's what you're looking for from a senior leader, especially after, you know, we had a short skid coming in where we kind of stubbed our toe a couple of times. And that's when you need your older, you know, experienced guys to step up. And Andy really did that tonight.
It's a game of first. Dakota Klatcher gets his first of the season. Charles Williams gets his first shutout of a college hockey Division I player. And how about Jared Van Warmer scoring his first collegiate goal tonight? You got to be happy for him.
Absolutely. Another really good, hardworking kid. And, you know, he works as hard off the ice as he does on the ice, you know, in terms of the weight room, things like that. And, you know, I think the guys really respect just you know, how much work he puts into this. And, you know, he translates it directly onto the ice. He's not a guy who takes a shift off ever. And you know, he really played a valuable role for us this weekend and really increasingly tonight. You know, we wound up with a couple injuries throughout the game, and we were down to just 10 forwards instead of 12 as we normally have. So, you know, the guys we were rolling, you know, we really had to play them a lot. But Jared's one of the guys that really thrived in that situation tonight. And, you know, all of a sudden you look, he's on the penalty kill. He's out there in different situations that, you know, you might not normally be. And he took advantage and played a great game tonight.
An upcoming weekend off for the Ferris State hockey team, probably one of the most crucial times for Ferris State, with 2 players back in Big Rapids and Simone Denis and Gerald Mayhew injured, and then starting the game with Seth Adams and TJ Schleter, who start the game, and then they're in the stands after 1 period. This would be a good time to catch a break off and get ready for Northern Michigan, having 2 weeks to heal.
Absolutely, Dom. And more than anything, too, it's just the travel we've had to go through the last couple of weeks, and you know, because you've lived it, and you know, you're physically tired. It's tough, and you know, we have a long ride through the snow tonight ahead of us, so it's tough on the guys because, you know, that they don't just play hockey. They have school, and they have a full schedule all week, so we need that time for them to, you know, refocus on school and get back to the academics. It gives us an opportunity to maybe give some guys a break that we need to, you know, rest up a little bit. And it also allows us an opportunity to get back to maybe doing some off-ice stuff, some weight room stuff that we wouldn't normally get a chance to work on so hard, you know, in a typical game week. So it's a chance to kind of maybe catch your breath, get some fresh air, prepare for the tough final stretch that we have in those remaining 10 games, and then, you know, certainly work on some things off the ice with the weights and maybe, you know, on the ice in terms of some skill stuff.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the 3-0 victory. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the assistant coach, Dave Sensor, with his thoughts and comments downstairs in the Bulldog Hockey locker room. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of the Johnson Automotive Post Game Show. Dogs win 3-0. This is Ferris State Division I College Hockey, live on the Bulldog Sports Network and Sunny 97.3 FM, the voice of the Bulldogs.